And the United States has approved a nearly $2 billion arms deal with Israel. The weapons package includes thousands of Hellfire missiles as well as tens of thousands of different types of bombs. That includes advanced bunker busters. Israel has repeatedly used these earth-shattering explosives during its wars against Palestinians in the besieged Gaza Strip. The United States says the arms deal is part of its commitment to maintain Israel's security. On Friday, President Barack Obama voiced support for Tel Aviv, saying that the U.S. will always have Israel's back. Political commentator Ibrahim Moussaoui says Washington's all-out support indicates that it's backing Tel Aviv regarding the occupation of Palestine as well as territory belonging to other Arab countries.
Every president comes and he gives this pledge of oath to continue to support Israel with the guaranteeing and the insurance of its supremacy. When you talk about the resistance, the axis of the resistance, when you talk about the people who are steadfast against the Israeli occupation, against the Zionist conspiracies, then the United States is in a track of collision, of a clash with those people, with those who really want to continue to adhere to the identity of Palestine, for example, and most of the other Arab-occupied territories. More importantly, one of the new appointed officials in the Israeli government by Netanyahu has again and again brought up to the surface the issue that the borders of Israel stretches from Nile to Euphrates. Here they are talking about unrecognition of the different parts, even of the West Bank. They talk about Jordan even. So you see, as much as the Israelis are escalating their political stances against the Arabs and the Muslims and the Palestinians, at a time when they are talking about two-state solution, when they are talking about giving remnants of a quasi-state to the Palestinians, the Israelis are doing everything possible in order to liquidate any possible settlement, which is going to be unfair for the Palestinians anyway, but they will not accept it.